were forced out into the extremely cold temperatures late last night in that fire along Woodward Avenue. Investigators think it looks like the fire may have started in the sixth floor of that downtown area building. Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham has told 10 Western governors he does not agree with their proposal to cap the West utility rates to protect consumers. Abraham says it might discourage people from conserving electricity, making the energy crisis even worse. A stabbing at a performance of the Alvin Ailey dance troupe at the Detroit Opera House last night. The victim was taken to a nearby hospital. Two people have been arrested by Detroit police. AccuWeather's forecast, sunny this morning, increasingly cloudy through the day, though. Could be some snow by tonight. 9:15 WWJ Sports. Here's Mike Sennett.
Paul Pierce scored 40 points, lead the Boston Celtics over the Pistons 102-95 last night at the Palace. Once again, All-Star Jerry Stackhouse played well for Detroit.
Mateen works the top against Palacio. Pistons trail by 13. Stack, left sideline, steps to the corner. Triple try over a double team. He drills it!
George Blaha with a call right here on WWJ News Radio 950. That was one of Stackhouse's 6 3-pointers in the game. He scored 40 points. He leads the NBA in scoring. Unfortunately, the Pistons do not lead the NBA in wins. Detroit dropped to 17-30 with a loss tonight. The Pistons play at Cleveland. Our pregame coverage begins at 7 o'clock. In college basketball, Michigan hosts Wisconsin this afternoon at Chrysler Arena. The Wolverines are 9-10 overall, 3-5 with the Big Ten. After Tuesday's embarrassing loss to Michigan State, Wisconsin's coming off an embarrassing loss of their own. Butler smacked the Badgers 58-44 earlier this week in Madison. UDM plays at Illinois-Chicago this afternoon. The Titans are 14-8, 4-3 in the Midwestern Collegiate Conference. Oakland plays its first game without leading scorer Jason Rozicki today at Western Illinois. Rozicki suffered a season-ending knee injury last weekend in the loss to Valpo. Central Michigan visits Northern Illinois. The Chips are 14-4 overall and atop the MAC West Division with an 8-1 record. Eastern Michigan hopes to win its first MAC game of the season at Ball State. The Eagles are 0-9 of the MAC, 2-16 overall. Red Wings are off for the All-Star break. Nick Lidstrom and Sergei Fedorov will represent Detroit on the World All-Star team in Sunday's game at Colorado. Red Wings return to action Tuesday, February the 6th, against the Ottawa Senators at Joe Louis Arena. In the IHL, Cleveland over Detroit 3-2. Vipers host the Milwaukee Admirals Sunday at the Palace. In college hockey, Northern Michigan upset number one Michigan State 3-2. MSU had been unbeaten in 23 straight games, but has now lost two straight. However, the Spartans remain atop the CCHA standings because second place Michigan lost to Nebraska Omaha 4-1. The fifth-ranked Wolverines could have gained ground on the Spartans, but they could not capitalize. Red Berenson's squad racked up 42 penalty minutes, including three 10-minute game misconducts. With sports at 15:45 past each hour, I'm Mike Sennett on WWJ News Radio 950, your home for Pistons basketball.
Coming up next, traffic and weather together, WWJ News Time 9:17.
Men talk about relationships.
You wouldn't believe the relationship I just came out of.
What a mistake.
We never really communicated.
And the static I got.
In my next relationship, I need to know that if we have a problem, we'll talk about it and work things out.
I mean, I have issues here. I changed.
The casino service.